This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, many of us learn history in a very, very kitten-gloved, very sheltered, very filtered way. You know, like, for example, American history. Learn about how we got the country and, you know, the American Revolution, and not a lot of details get shared. And so when we as kids or adults learn about the history, it's kind of a, oh, yeah, you know, we fought this battle, we fought this battle, we, you know. We hear these, they'll throw geography obviously in there and things like that, and we just won't hear a lot of the minute details because many people wouldn't then probably like the history. I mean, I don't really know what happened on the battlefields between the Americans and the British, but my guess is people got killed pretty brutally on those battlefields. But we don't like to think about that. We understand that wars are ugly, and we understand that bad things happen, and we try to just suppress that, not try to think about that, and move on. So when we start to dive a little bit more into history, unfortunately, we start to see more and more things that are negative and that we kind of wish we never heard of. And, you know, I like to study history, and medicine being my field, I try to study some of the things that brought us to where we are today. And the more you read, the more you start to dislike what you learn. And, but the average person doesn't know all the history to the Industrial Revolution, to, you know, the Transportation Revolution, to the Medical Revolution. And unfortunately, for us to be where we are today, it was on the backs of millions of people, and many of them victimized. So you're going to start seeing in the news a lot more discussions on Dr. Sims, Dr. Marion Sims, who was known as the father of gynecology, for example. He is the one that came up with a very successful treatment for a vaginal fistula. These were women that would have canals that opened up, or basically conduits between the bladder and the vagina, and they lived very uncomfortable lives. It would always burn. They'd always be leaking urine. They'd always smell. They couldn't have sex. And it was very, very debilitating. He is the one that seemed to perfect the procedure on how to cure that. He also came up with the way to look inside a woman's vagina medically. Hence, he was kind of the father of the vaginal speculum. Many of us women would like to smack him in the head with our current speculums, but he gets credit for that. What a lot of people don't realize is he was able to become the father of gynecology because of slaves. Women who were slaves, who were having these medical conditions, were who he experimented and practiced on. He wasn't originally a gynecologist. Now, there's a lot of debate as to what happened in terms of slavery and medicine. There were some slave owners that took care of their slaves. Slaves were very, very valuable to them, and they paid for their health care. Many others, unfortunately, did not. So free care for the procedure to be done, which was really debilitating, was something that was considered, unfortunately, a gift. And we don't know if these were women who volunteered or if their slave owners forced them to go and get treated. Anesthesia wasn't very well used, wasn't perfected at the time. So it's understood that many of these women who Dr. Sims had tried to perfect his procedure on didn't have anesthesia. When you look at the Nazi concentration camp medical experiments, much of our medical science, unfortunately, has roots that came back to there. Genetic testing. Some of these atrocities they did on twins and children. Homosexuals, castration, tuberculosis, typhoid, methamphetamines and drugs, pharmaceuticals. Much of a lot of our medical knowledge that we have, again, had to do with the victimization of patients. That was not their choice. They were forced into experiments. And, yeah, we would be really naive to think that this didn't happen all along. I mean, you know, the Germans were very, very advanced when it came to medicine. You know, how many people had to be subjected to experiments and, you know, laboratory hypotheses and, you know, medical treatments that they were just, you know, promised would work and wouldn't. The Tuskegee syphilis project, that was absolutely horrific to think that this happened in modern history, but it did. It spanned over 40 years where 600 men were promised care. Some had syphilis, some didn't. They were followed for 40 years. When there was a treatment for syphilis in the 40s, when we had penicillin, they weren't given it. They were given placebos, being told they were going to be treated for syphilis. And unfortunately, syphilis that extends to tertiary syphilis causes neurological damage, blindness. Many of them died. So Henrietta Lacks was an African-American woman who wanted free medical care because she ended up having a horrific pain, a horrific pelvic pathology, which turned out to be cervical cancer. Without her consent or compensation, cells from that cervical cancer were taken and used. She ends up dying of her cancer. But the cells, the HeLa cell line, is used even today for Ebola, HIV research, used by NASA. I mean, these cell lines are still alive today from her body that we're able to use for medical experiments. So as you start to see in the news, people want to take down statues of Dr. Sims and try to, you know, rewrite history. I'm afraid that the rewriting of history is going to negate all those sacrifices that slave women, prisoners, Nazi camp prisoners sacrificed for science. So we need to kind of think of a way of how to honor them such that when we do learn about syphilis treatment and things like that, we learn about what happened to the Tuskegee men. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few of your questions that we received yesterday, one from KBC Radio and one from my show. And thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for the great birthday wishes. It was a great birthday. And thank GCN. Thank you, GCN, for making the show happen. Thank you, Daniel, for working the dials. And again, big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So some of the questions we are getting are concerning the government and concerning if you are going to be charged with a misdemeanor or felony if you don't follow all the COVID rules, if you are diagnosed with COVID. So one of my friends who, until I get permission, I'm not going to reveal who has it, but she had put a letter that she received from the Department of, I believe the Health Department, because she had tested positive. She had become sick and then tested positive for COVID. So she decided to share the letter that she received from the health department, and it kind of scared a lot of people. All right? She's allowed to have a cell phone. She's allowed to make calls. But if there are things that she does that could potentially expose others maliciously, she could be at risk for criminal prosecution, civil liability. And when you look at this letter, I mean, if I diagnose somebody with an infection, and an infection that was potentially lethal, I would be very, I would be a little more empathetic. I'd be like, look, you know, we understand it's a scary time, okay? These are some symptoms we want you to watch out for. Instead, a good large part of this is basically discussing, you know, how she could be criminally liable. So, like, for example, and I apologize, I need my glasses here. Said you basically are understanding that you have a communicable disease in an infectious state, and you must follow the warning of the public health authority, and a violation will be a misdemeanor under NRS 441A.180. Said, I understand that a court... Now, remember, you're being diagnosed with an illness. You're being diagnosed with an illness. That's very, very scary. You don't know what to do with your kids. You don't know what to do with your family members. You don't know what to do with work. This is all that's going through your head. And instead, you're being told that a court, if they find any willful action that I take which exposes other people to this communicable disease to be reckless disregard for the safety of others, could lead to civil liability and criminal prosecution. So, obviously, people are very, very scared. They don't want to get COVID, but two, they don't want the government knowing if they get COVID. Now, you know, being a doctor and being around for as long as I have, I am very confident that it's not going to be, you know, Nazi-era style, where if you, you know, have a COVID diagnosis, you're going to be jailed, okay? I mean, we're doing these self-quarantines, and I think we have it down. But I don't like the verbiage either. I've, you know, had family in the Nazi area and era, and it's not a very, something like this does make the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because reckless disregard, who's defining that? You know, let's say you want to feed your family, and you don't think you have COVID, and you open up your barbershop like some people did. To them, they're trying to feed their family because they weren't getting unemployment benefits. And they have to feed their kids. To somebody else, it's reckless disregard and reckless behavior and putting other people at risk. So, I see why people are nervous. Gary from KBC had asked me, or from LA, had asked me about HIPAA. If you are interviewed by a contact tracer. Now, what are contact tracers? So contact tracers are out there because let's say you're in a barbershop and you get your hair cut and somebody next to you ends up having COVID. The health department needs to talk to anybody that person who had COVID was around. Hence the barber. Hence anybody that was in the store at the time. Family members. So they will interview you to see if you're at risk, to get you treated, quarantined, etc. Well, again, this makes people feel uneasy. What if they don't want to be quarantined? What if they don't want people to know if they have it? Are they going to lie? So another question I've been asked, third question I've been asked, is what is the consequence of you lying to a contact tracer? And I don't know. I mean, this isn't something that's been studied. I wouldn't tell you to. I would say don't lie because, again, this is for public health. But when it comes to HIPAA, when it comes to your rights, public health will always supersede that. So if we're in a public health crisis such as COVID, and the government wants you to reveal anytime you've coughed or spit or whatever in your medical conditions, they are an entity where HIPAA doesn't technically protect you. Many of you have been asking about, you know, STDs and who finds out about them. And, well, an STD gets reported to the state. You know, I've told you this before. Our medical records are not 100% private. If you get, let's say, cholera, or Giardia, You know, being, you know, let's say you go camping and you drink from some, I don't know, you go overseas and you drink from some water and you then have diarrhea and, you know, and you do a stool culture or whatever. That stuff does get reported. Any infectious disease has to be reported to the health department. And you can't do it anonymously because they need to be able to talk to you. Let's say you went to a restaurant and the restaurant was really halfway in terms of, you know, making sure things were clean. If they could call John Smith and ask John Smith what he ate and all that, then he could figure out, they could figure out it's a restaurant and stop it. Stop more spread. So the health department has, or, you know, any of the entities involved has designed this system to still keep your records safe, still keep you, you know, you having privacy as much as they can while trying to protect the public. But I can't say that HIPAA completely protects you because somebody is going to get that piece of paper. Somebody is going to find out. Your name is going to be on a list. And in light of attacks and hacks and things like that, people are very uncomfortable with diagnoses or things being in a computer, in an electronic medical record. We talked about this with gun ownership. A very common question we learn in pediatrics to ask parents when we have the kids is, do you have any guns in the house? And then if you do, we need to give you instruction on what to do with that gun and, you know, to protect your kid. Because some kids, some, we've heard of cases where a cleaning lady will see a gun, think it's a toy, put it back in the toy box. Kid took the gun and shot himself with it. So, but people do not want to be asked about their gun ownership because they don't want that in a database. So what I did for my patients was I would just, and I've told you guys this, what I would do is I would say, look, if you have a gun, listen to what I'm about to say. This is what you need to do. So rather than documenting in the patient chart if the dad or mom was a gun owner, I just assumed everybody had a gun. And I got to be honest, after asking enough people, they all seem to have one. The majority of people do. So I'm like, I'm going to assume you have a gun in the house. So these are the things I want you to do. Have a gun safe. Make sure this. So I just don't want people lying. We don't want people lying about having COVID. And unfortunately, that is what happened in the original. It, you know, part of the reason why this did expand, the degree it did, is people didn't want to lose their job. Now we're starting to see new issues where people are coming back to work and somebody tests positive. That somebody does the right thing. They notify work. They notify work and they're off work. So now everybody knows their diagnosis. No privacy there. But these other coworkers are ticked because now they have to be in isolation because somebody at work had COVID. And so what are the ramifications? What could be the sequelae of that? If you don't have the privacy, coworkers are mad, they lost time off work. Now, most large businesses will pay 2 weeks paid. What happens if you come back in that 2 weeks and now there's somebody else? So I don't know if big businesses are paying for people to be off work indefinitely because somebody keeps coming in with COVID. And then the boss might be like, wait a second, I need proof. I'm paying everybody to be off. We're not having anybody come in for staff. Do you really have COVID? You need to show me proof. And again, where's the privacy? So there's a lot of things that has happened during this whole COVID crisis that starts to make us scratch our head. Like all the environmental rules and protecting the environment, those really seem to go out the door last 3 months with everybody spraying Lysol and sanitizing and idling in their cars. So that went out the door. And yes, patient privacy for now is out the door. Contact tracers are going to have to find out if anybody around that person had, you know, had exposure to COVID and what their symptoms are. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republicans unveiling their police reform bill this morning and calling on Democrats to back their proposal. South Carolina's Tim Scott telling reporters the proposal's about police accountability, transparency, and about police training.
Too often we're having a discussion in this nation about, are you supporting the law enforcement community or are you supporting communities of color? This is a false binary choice.
Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, just said on the floor of the Senate that the GOP proposal is missing real, meaningful accountability when it comes to officer misconduct. The Fulton County, Georgia DA will be announcing a decision on whether charges will be brought in the Rayshard Brooks police shooting case. DA Paul Howard to make the announcement at 3 p.m. Eastern Time in Atlanta. And this is USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
Meanwhile, yesterday, nine states which have nearly or fully opened their economies set records for coronavirus infections, hitting either one-day highs for new confirmed cases or new seven-day averages for them. The spikes coming in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. And also yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence said fears of a second wave of infections are overblown. Figures out this morning showing housing starts were up slightly last month, but not by as much as home building analysts had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Senate Republicans have revealed their police reform bill. We'll see if the Democrats go for it. This proposal obviously marks the latest effort by lawmakers to overhaul U.S. law enforcement in the face of unrelenting pressure, obviously from activists in the wake of George Floyd's death. I wish we got more details as to why, we hear that, they knew each other. Derek Chauvin knew George Floyd. They worked together in a bar. They never got along. And when you watch the videos, it's just horrible to watch. And so, obviously people are calling, for reform of law enforcement. And Donald Trump had signed an executive order that would incentivize police departments to update their standards and practices and to strengthen their efforts to track officer misconduct. So what their bill from has, I guess, outlined is this incentivization of law enforcement agencies to ban the use of chokeholds. They will tie funding to whether departments have prohibited the practice. Now, I know people are not liking the word incentivized because they are, you know, mad at police departments, etc. But the Republicans are the ones that incentivize. The Democrats seem to be the ones to tax or fine or punish. So, and again, I hate to make that broad statement, but that's what happened with Obamacare. With Obamacare, we want you to buy insurance. So rather than incentivizing employers, you know, by tax credits and things like that, if you don't do it, you get fined. So the Republicans want to kind of capitalize on that language by rather than fining and threatening police departments, they are going to incentivize on those that make reforms. That's not going to be good enough, though, for, you know, many, because if these reforms are things that have to be done, what if a police department doesn't want the incentive? But from what we understand, most police departments are going to be on board with this. They want to ramp up, they want to ban these chokeholds by tying funding to what the departments have prohibited the practice, except when deadly force is authorized. So if a police officer thinks that his life is at risk, right, then he can use the chokehold. Now, unfortunately, this is what has been, you know, the biggest source of contention here with, and one of the biggest, you know, confusing aspects to many of these, with the exception of Derek Chauvin, because, again, he doesn't look like his life was in jeopardy at all while he was sitting there for 8.5 minutes, allegedly. But many people are using lethal force. Many officers are using lethal forces because they feel their life is in jeopardy. With the shooting that just happened, Rashawn Jones in front of that Wendy's in Atlanta, the assailant turned, looked like he was shooting something at them, and they shot back. I mean, they thought deadly force was being used. It turns out that he had stolen a taser from them, you know. And again, you know, and you know what's interesting? They talked about how, you know, he was sleeping in his car and, you know, he was in the drive-through, and so Wendy's called 911, and then Wendy's got burned down, and it got burned down by somebody who they still haven't found. It's a white woman who they, I think, are offering a $20,000 reward. They still haven't found her. We have video of her doing it, and I believe they still haven't found her. There's this, when you look back and you even hear what the officer had said when he talked to dispatch, it seemed like this really could have been prevented. And then you're thinking, why would he run and then turn around and point something at a cop? And then you look back and you go, if this didn't happen, he'd still be alive. And it's crushing. It's just absolutely crushing. So Rashard Brooks, is, I believe, the Reserve Brooks was 27 years old when he was shot. He was found asleep at the Wendy's drive-thru in Atlanta. And he was originally compliant with the cops, but then he failed his field sobriety test. And then he started to resist arrest. And then when he ran, turned on them, and then he was shot. But this is interesting. He was shot in the back. So it looks like he was shot when he was facing them, but then he turned around, and that's when he was shot. So, again, questions are, you know, chokeholds, you know, obviously are, you know, at the top of the list, but, you know, we still need some sort of guidance on, you know, many of the shootings. They want to ramp up data collection efforts to track when an officer's use of force results in death or serious harm, provide federal money for additional training on alternatives to the use of force, include language recognizing the history of lynching in the United States, strengthen penalties for falsifying police reports, require law enforcement agencies to send the attorney general reports on no-knock warrants, create a commission to study issues that affect black men and boys. This is being reported by CNBC. So this bill comes the day after President Donald Trump signed the executive order to incentivize police departments to update their standards and practices and strengthen efforts to track officer misconduct. the Democrats, unlike the Democrats' proposal, they say that the Republicans' bill does not address the issue of qualified immunity, which is something that shields officers from legal liability unless a plaintiff can show that their constitutional rights were violated. The Supreme Court said they are not going to hear cases addressing the doctrine of qualified immunity. So this is called the Justice Act. It's a 106-page bill and is led by GOP Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. He is one of three black senators and backed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. And they say that the bill speaks to the fact that we believe the overwhelming number of officers in this nation are good people. And they do look forward to middle ground. But, again, I don't know what the answer is. If you're on the job and you're on duty, and you feel your life is threatened, I really am hoping that law enforcement, maybe military, multiple entities help put this together. And I hope somebody is consulting law enforcement, because these guys are the ones, the girls are the ones on the line when they feel their life is in jeopardy. However, there's obviously major clusters when you have people that are innocent and they get shot in their own apartment doing nothing. You know, or they, you know, reach for their cell phone. And I think also what needs to be done is I think a lot of us need to be trained nowadays the way we were trained. I mean, I was trained that if you didn't do what a cop said, you would be shot. So when they say freeze, you freeze. When they say put your hands on the car, you put your hands on the car. When they say get down on the ground, you get on the ground. And when I look at a lot of these shootings, it's unfortunate because you don't know if the person is on drugs or hard of hearing or drunk or you know, not wanting to, you know, follow, you know, the suggestion of the police. And I get it. I get it. You know, it's force. And so, you know, you don't feel like you have an out. But, I we saw this one shooting. It was a couple years ago where the police said, stop, freeze, hands up. And the person decides to pull out their cell phone. Why? Now, it could be a nervous reaction. It could be. And so, you know, maybe cops need to be trained, you know, to not allow that much time in between saying stop. Maybe they need to be able to immediately. I don't know what the answer is. But, I just don't see people freezing, putting their hands up. And then they reach for something else, or they start to run, or they do. And then something else happens. And so, you know, I mean, maybe we need to redefine teach our youth and teach us, you know, what constitutes resisting arrest. And, you know, the best thing to do, like when I get pulled over for a ticket, you know, I put my hands on the 10 and 2 position of the wheel so that officer doesn't feel threatened. He sees my hands, and hopefully that limits any, you know, deadly force. But if I'm rummaging around and looking like I'm going for my pockets and I'm, you know, closing up my windows, that's going to put them on the defense. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And I do appreciate all your comments, your notes on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Some of you are even answering questions on Instagram. Be careful, because I get a little rambunctious. When people message me and they look like creeps on Instagram, I start to kind of mess with them back, you know. So just remind me on Instagram, okay? You know, so I don't let you guys have it that you are actually asking a medical question. I have two messages here that I want to highlight. One is somebody was friends, had a very, very close relationship white person was close friends with an African American. They do not want me to read this on air. And since all this has happened, their friendship has been strained. And they didn't think this would happen, but I don't want to read this whole thing, but and I'm kind of reading it as I go. If I remember, it had to do with where they differed on the protests. And I want to talk about that. And then another message that we got was on wanting to stay at home from work, work from home, not wanting to go out, not wanting to be around others and get accused and get into political fights. And some people want to stay home until after the election. Okay, so let's quickly talk about this. Okay, you know, I'm looking at what happened. I don't know if you guys saw this. This was in an Ohio town. I believe it was Bethel, Ohio. There was a Black Lives Matter protest of 80 people in this tiny town. And then 700 counter-protesters came. But the counter-protesters had rifles, handguns, baseball bats, and it was supposed to apparently start pretty peaceful, and then it wasn't. And, you know, I guess one protester was punched in the back of the head by a counter-protester. One was wearing a Confederate flag bandana. And, you know, this isn't what America is about. And, you know, we should be, what I get really frustrated about is there's a lot of things we all agree on. I think the majority of people do not, you know, can't stand and are furious at what they saw happen to George Floyd. But then once we decided to express our concern, that's where everybody differed. So the Black Lives Matter movement has many, many supporters. Many of us support that there are racial injustices support the fact that these need to be addressed, that racial injustice can't exist anymore. We need to fight racism. We can't see that with, we can't have young, you know, kids, you know, fear that they are going to be, at higher risk of being shot. And, you know, all the other things that have surfaced and been and highlighted during this time. I think 99% of the country, and forgive me if I'm being, you know, naive, but I think you really do have the majority of people that feel that law enforcement needs to, you know, approach everybody equally. However, it's not that simple. You'll have people at these protests that are anti-Trump or that are anti-Israel. And I don't know where that came from. Why did Israel get involved in this discussion? You know, you have a lot of Jews that support Black Lives Matter, and then all of a sudden you have anti-Israel things, what's the word for it? I forget the word. I'm sorry. I'm having a brain fart with this sentiment. And you're like, well, wait a second. Okay, I'm here at this protest to protest what happened to George Floyd. I'm not here to say things anti-Israel. I'm not here to say I'm anti-cop. So what ended up happening is these protests got redefined and redefined and redefined, where then it started to septate divide people from the original cause. This always seems to happen. Just like we talked about with the kneeling, you know, at the NFL games. You know, people do not want to see, arrests happen and people die in custody of the police. I think you got everybody agreeing on that. But where we disagree is, do you have to take a knee and not stand during the national anthem? National anthem shouldn't have been drawn into this. But Colin Kaepernick drew it in. Some say he's a hero. Some say he's not. And, having a protest is fine, but where are you having this protest? Did Abraham Lincoln, did a lot of Washington monuments need to be defaced? And some people agree they needed to. Some people didn't. So unfortunately, we might all agree on something, but how we approach it differs. I think you have a lot of people out there that do think a fetus is a life, and they wish that girls would use birth control rather than having an abortion. But they'll differ on the laws. Should women have a right? Should it be called reproductive right? You know, should they lack access to it? So that's what always seems to happen. We might all agree on something, but then we disagree on how it's approached. So some people don't think abortion should be used as a form of birth control. Other people say it should be none of our business. If a woman wants to have an abortion for birth control, she should be able to. So people then don't agree. And this is why we become divided. You know, for the other listener that says he really doesn't want to go back to work, I'd rather work from home indefinitely because he doesn't want to be around people. This whole Me Too movement and, all, you know, feeling like at any time you could do or say something wrong, we're going back now to isolation. And I don't like to see where the country's going. You know, when you see these, you know, what happened in Ohio, it's a nice small town. It didn't have to be like this. But when people hear protest, now they think riots and buildings being burned. That never was the plan. The plan was peaceful protests, holding signs, protesting George Floyd's death, but it didn't turn into that. And so some protests, and I told you guys about the morphology and the evolution of protests, how protests start to become riots. Not all protests become riots, but again, you start to lose, you know, you start to lose the plan, and things don't stick to plan. And then unpredictable elements, you know, come into play. And you know, some people just want to fight. And they want, you know, and then you have instigators. You have outside influences taking a nice, perfectly peaceful protest and then instigating. So, I think we are more divided now than we've ever been. And I think it's going to continue to. And COVID gave people a opportunity to stay away from others and to lock themselves up in a house. And some people don't even feel like coming back. We're going to talk about, you know, after the break, you know, where we are with COVID and cases and lockdowns. But, maybe we do have to all lock down again. I'm not saying that. Don't worry. I know. But what I'm saying is, you know, maybe figuratively, you know, you would think people missed each other. You would think after lockdowns, people would miss each other and, you know, they would want to see each other. And instead, it just has gotten very, very contentious and very, very negative. And it's just a shame. It's something I don't want to see, we got some big fights ahead. And if we can't agree on what needs to be done now with coronavirus or masks or, you know, law enforcement, you know, what happens when, you know, things even get worse? 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.